Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Thomas Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, Jr. Thomas Vaughn, Jr. is a 65-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 4/23/20. Period. He was supine on the ground. Period. He took two bolts out of a truck. And the next thing he knew, he awoke at the hospital. Period. Evidently, when he removed the screws, the drive shaft was under torque and came out and hit him in the right side of his head. Period. He did go to Cooper Hospital and emerged from the same day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage and a sprain of the back. Period. He's unsure if he had a seizure. Period. He did have surgery on his head and brain. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears. He showed this evaluator pictures of his face. Period. This revealed on the right maxilla area a healing laceration. Period. On the left lower jaw was a 1-inch healed linear scar that he attributed to removal of skin cancer. Period. The rest of that is normal. Neurologic is normal. Under general appearance, he had a protuberant abdomen. Period. Extremities upper, he remained in his clothes, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. The left deep patellar reflex was scratch that. The patellar reflexes were 1+, and the Achilles reflexes were 2+. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left extensor hallucis longus strength and 4/5 for plantar flexion. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the lower extremities. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. And the rest of that section is normal. Normal impressions. On 4/23/20, Thomas Vaughn was working underneath a truck. Period. He removed two screws from the drive shaft, which was under torque and came out hit him in the right side of his head. Period. The next thing he knew, he awoke in the hospital, so there clearly was a loss of consciousness. Period. He was found to have a traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage, for which he had surgery. Period. He is uncertain if he had a seizure. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. Current examination found there to be healed scarring, as noted above. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. There was mild weakness in left extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength. Period. He ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assisted device. Period. He had no intelligence, comma, limp, comma, or steppage, STEPPAGE, gait. Period. Sitting at supine, straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. In terms of his head and facial fractures, I would offer 7.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. This will likely incorporate his closed head injury and subarachnoid hemorrhage. Period. And that is the end.